In a colourful and spirited display of unity after the Springboks' victory, South Africa celebrates National Children's Day on the 4th of November, a nationwide celebration aimed at the rights and well-being of the country's young citizens. Marked annually on the first Saturday of November, this day serves as a rallying call for communities to come together in support of the nation's children. When asked about what they feel are the country's biggest challenges, young children from the Fontaine Park Primary School in Randburg say,
"It's just load shedding that irritates me. Because of load shedding, the traffic lights are not working, so that causes a lot of accidents and injuries.
If there was actually no load shedding, you can cook, you can bath, you can watch TV, charge your phone.
When electricity goes, you won't have time to cook.
Load shedding affects most children with their studies. They cannot cook anymore. They cannot do a lot of things. They're now failing exams because they can't study at home. Even though you use a candle, it might burn the house."
Now, while some raise the constant power cuts, others say poverty in society that leaves children homeless, abuse and neglect is what concerns them.
Human trafficking, where they have to traffic people, I don't really feel safe.
I don't like that other kids are outside while we are in like safe places and they are not like with their parents and stuff, and they don't have like food where they are.
It's child abuse. There's parents who hit their kids instead of teaching them.
Young children, they want more attention. There are some children that are starved, that don't have parents and don't feel safe or loved enough.
A lot of children are not safe in this world. Some get kidnapped and some get abused.
12-year-old Kozive Rosike says South Africa's children need access to clean drinking water as a basic human right.
They would need clean water because we are really suffering with the new pandemic cholera. I think the government needs to take better care in the water, in schools too, at least secure that children are safe and the environment that they're working in is very clean.
The day is not merely a celebration, but a platform to raise awareness about the challenges children face and to underscore the importance of their rights. 13-year-old Lamise Abrahams says substance abuse remains a challenge for young people.
And substance abuse in our country, not everyone wants to use substances. It's either because of peer pressure or things at home. One of my aunts, something happened at home, so she went and she used substances.
Meanwhile, Bella Kirezi wishes to see an end to gender-based violence in the country.
Men abusing women by hitting them for no reason and shouting at them for when they did not do anything wrong, that the woman just keeps quiet, they don't do anything about it.
9-year-old Tinashe Mountford asked President Ramaphosa to intervene in the Israel-Gaza conflict, saying it pains him to see the lives of innocent children being lost.
To stop the war. In the news I saw, they must create a war. They are killing Gaza people. And some of them destroy their homes, and it looks like they're not eating these days. I feel bad.
There are also proud moments, such as the Springboks rugby team winning the World Cup.
I'm actually happy about the Springboks and the Proteas. They're actually doing good in all their World Cups.
I'm happy for the Springboks.
But what I like about South Africa, it has many provinces. We can travel everywhere. Mostly what I like is people keep on greeting each other as friends.
Springbok, they won for us.
The warm, kind heart of our country, South Africa, the kind people, and our president and our team, the Springboks.
National Children's Day is not only a moment of joy, but a call to action, urging society to invest in their future whilst also safeguarding the rights and dignity of its youngest members. Prabhashini Mudli, SABC News, Johannesburg.